Good evening. This is Joseph Cotton.
John Garfield.
Gene Kelly.
And Gregory Peck, speaking for Cresta Blanca's Hollywood Players. We invite you now to listen to a new play written especially for this Christmas night, 1946. And for a new young star whom we've asked to be with us and play the lead. One of these days, you'll be seeing her name in those big white lights. But tonight is her first appearance on the air, Miss Janet Lee. Janet Lee, a new play in our humble selves. It's a Christmas gift to our listeners everywhere, gratefully presented by...
C-R-E-S-T-A. B-L-A-N-C-A. Cresta Blanca. Cresta Blanca. The Cresta Blanca Hollywood Players. Each week a great star. Each week a great show. Tonight and every Wednesday night, Cresta Blanca brings you its Hollywood Players, a company of Hollywood's greatest stars, Claudette Colbert, Betty Davis, Joan Fontaine, Paulette Goddard, and all four of whom are with us tonight, Joseph Cotton, John Garfield, Gene Kelly, and Gregory Peck. The Cresta Blanca Hollywood Players are presented for your enjoyment by a great name in wine, Schenley's Cresta Blanca Wine. Now, as their Christmas gift for 1946, the Cresta Blanca Hollywood Players present All Through the House, a new radio play written especially for tonight's show by Russell Hughes, and starring in her first radio role, Janet Lee. There's something about the Christmas season that imparts a psychic feeling to people, puts them in touch, so to speak, with others. Somehow, the spirit is reflected in their faces, ruddied by the wind. It shines in a smile for a stranger, a greeting given to one who is just passing. It speaks in the crisp voice of snow packed underfoot. It rings in the bells of the Santa Clauses and Salvation Army lassies posted at corners. That's the way it should be, and that's the way it is. You walk up Fifth Avenue in New York, past the gaily decorated windows, past Central Park, shining white in the crystalline coverlet. You look at the windows of the big houses, each with its Christmas wreath, its vari-colored tree, and then you come to one. No wreath, no lights in the windows. That's the Cortland place. 25 rooms of dullness. Inside, there are the three Cortland brothers, Gregory, Jean, and John, and their butler, Joseph. This is where you doff your Christmas spirit. Check it at the door. And you can listen to Joseph speaking to his employers.
I simply carried out your father's wish, gentlemen, that's all.
Well, it's funny you waited until now to do it.
I thought having the girl here for the Christmas holidays would be nice, Mr. Jean.
For whom? Why should I have to put up with this urchin?
You? What makes it any tougher on you than on me? I don't want her around either.
Nevertheless, Mr. Gregory... She's coming tomorrow afternoon.
Look, I don't see that it's any concern of ours.
The girl is the daughter of your father's best friend.
And what difference does that make?
Simply that your father would have liked the girl to be here for the holidays, Mr. John.
And you took it upon yourself to invite her.
Yes, Mr. Gregory.
Oh, I wish I could fire you, Joseph.
Unfortunately, father's will prevents that.
Look, I'm bored with this bickering. I'm going upstairs to my laboratory, and I don't wish to be disturbed for anything. Understand, Joseph? Anything.
I thought perhaps the three of you could make the girl feel at home. A Christmas present, so to speak.
Well, you invite it, or you handle things. I've got nothing to do with it.
Okay, I'm getting it out of my hair, too. You play Santa Claus, Joseph. So long.
Mr. Jean, perhaps you could...
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Joseph. My two charming brothers wash their hands of it tonight.
Why can't you three get along?
Because we don't like each other.
But the girl, at least make it pleasant for her.
What for? Well... Now I'm going out and try to forget that I saw both of my brothers in one evening. And, Joseph, when that girl gets here, keep her away from me.
Yeah.
Miss Janet.
I thought I'd come down a little early, Joseph.
I see. Is your room comfortable?
Oh, it's wonderful, Joseph.
Well, dinner's ready if you care to sit down now, Miss Janet.
Oh, no, I'll wait for them. I've been waiting all day to meet them. They'll be here soon, won't they?
Well, they're...
But there's only one place set at the table.
That's a very beautiful gown, Miss Janet.
Do you like it? I bought it especially. I guess the New York stores have better things than we do in Wallace, Michigan, but it was the best I could get.
Well, it's beautiful, and so are you.
Well, they like me, Joseph. It was so wonderful of them to invite me here. It was just like getting a beautiful Christmas present before Christmas.
I hope it is, Miss Janet.
What?
Sit here, won't you, please?
But I want to wait for them.
They won't be here for dinner.
Won't be here, but...
They asked me to excuse them.
Oh, they're busy.
They're busy, yes.
Oh, I guess I look kind of silly then, all dressed up like this.
No, I said you were beautiful. I meant it. Please, sit down.
Joseph.
Oh, excuse me, Miss Janet. That's Mr. John and I.
Oh, then I can meet him now.
Miss Janet, please. Miss Janet.
Hello, Uncle John.
Huh? Oh, hello.
I'm Janet Lee and I...
Oh, Joseph.
Oh, yes, Mr. John.
If any calls come for me, take them, will you?
Yes, sir.
Good. See you later.
Oh, but wait, please.
Well?
Oh, I just wanted to thank you for letting me come here. It was really wonderful. I didn't expect anything like it.
Sure, sure. Make yourself at home. See you later.
Won't you come back into the dining room, Miss Janet?
But he didn't give me a chance to tell him that I... Why did he treat me like that?
Oh, Miss Janet, now please, have your dinner and forget all about it.
Didn't know there was anyone in here.
Oh, it's all right. I was just sitting here in the library.
Oh, I just came in to get a book.
I'm Janet Lee.
What?
I'm Janet Lee.
I see. Excuse me, I want that book.
This one?
Oh, no, I'll get it myself.
Are you Uncle Gene?
That, Miss Lee, is a misfortune that fate has spared me. Biological circumstance made him my brother. Beyond that, I'm not to blame. Please excuse me.
Oh, just a minute.
Yes, what now?
Well, you must be Gregory.
What of it?
Well, it was very kind of you and your brothers to invite me here for Christmas.
Who told you that?
Well, didn't you?
No.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
You're Gene.
Well, unless there's a ringer in the family, I'm Jean. So, you're the girl, huh?
Yes.
Well, okay, have a good time, enjoy yourself. Good night.
Oh, but wait.
Huh?
Well, I wanted to talk to you.
Well, some other time, huh? So long.
Well, met all three of them now, Miss Janet.
Oh, Joseph. Yes, I've met them.
I'm sorry it had to be this way.
They didn't invite me here, did they?
No. No, they didn't.
Gregory told me.
He would.
Why didn't you tell me, Joseph? I wouldn't have come if I thought they didn't want me.
I wanted to, but I thought things would work out.
Oh. Joseph, what's the matter with them?
It's a long story. Money, for one. Since their father died, they've drifted apart. Each one lives for himself and by himself.
I shouldn't have come then.
Perhaps not, but I thought that someone else in this house would make them realize what they are doing to themselves and to each other.
You love them, don't you, Joseph?
I remember them as they were a long time ago. I try to convince myself that they're the same boys who used to... Oh, it's no use.
Can I do something?
You'd only get a slap in the face for your trouble as I did.
Joseph, tomorrow's Christmas Eve, isn't it?
All over the world. All over the world with the exception of this dark blot in the middle of Manhattan.
Maybe I can make a Christmas Eve here, too.
Can't be done.
Oh, but I'm going to try, Joseph. I'm going to try.
Yeah? Who is it?
It's Jan, Uncle John.
Now what?
Oh, I didn't get much of a chance to talk to you last night.
Well, start talking.
Oh, what's this?
Racing form.
Oh. What's it for?
I've often wondered about that myself. Funny man, huh?
No.
Now, look, kid, you didn't come in here at 9 o'clock in the morning, Meg, with the funny cracks, did you? What's on your mind? Comfortable? Room all right? Need money? You want anything?
Oh, no, but I...
Well, what now?
Oh, Tennyson's Complete Works.
Put that down.
Do you read Tennyson?
No, the window rattles. I tear pages out of the book to stuff it in the cracks.
The pages are all marked.
Put it down, I said.
And this is your handwriting on the margins.
It's not.
It's the same handwriting on the racing form.
Beat it, will you?
Come away. No more of mirth is there, or merrymaking sound. The house was builded of the earth, and shall fall again to ground. That's the deserted house. You like that, don't you?
Not particularly.
You've got it marked and underlined.
I did that a long time ago.
It's like this house, isn't it?
Huh? Oh, why do you say that?
Listen, all within is dark as night. In the windows, there is no light, and no murmur at the door, so frequent on its hinge before. I'm going away this afternoon.
Going away? Well, why? Don't you like it here?
No. All through the house, it's like this poem. Oh, I remember at home, on Christmas Eve, we had a big tree with presents under it.
Well, what's so wonderful about that? We used to have it here, too.
Did you? What happened?
Happened? Oh, I don't know.
I'd love to see a big tree in the living room downstairs, wouldn't you?
With those brothers of mine? Janet, that's like a long shot that never comes in.
Oh, but you'd like it, wouldn't you?
So what if I would?
Well, I wonder if we couldn't have one.
What are you talking about?
A tree with lights?
Don't be funny, Janet.
They wouldn't have to know if you'd be ashamed.
They're never home.
Well, then why couldn't we have Christmas Eve together?
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not.
What do you take me for?
For a man who wants to do something like that, but won't admit it. Or you wouldn't mark this poem if you hadn't.
Look, kid, don't rub it in.
Please, Uncle John, can't we do it?
But...
Well, your brothers won't be here. You know that.
Well, you wouldn't tell.
Oh, no.
Okay. You got yourself a date, Janet.
Who is it?
Janet.
Go away.
Please, may I come in for a moment?
Well?
Oh, laboratory.
Well, now that you've demonstrated an enormous discerning power by recognizing the accoutrements of a scientific laboratory, perhaps you'll state your business and get out.
It looks so interesting.
It is to me.
I took chemistry in high school.
Well, congratulations. I trust you were able to pour water from one beaker to another without disastrous results.
Well, I got as far as qualitative analysis, but the valence tables always did get away from me.
Valence tables? You know something about it?
Oh, just a little. Of course, Mr. Harkins, that was my professor, said that I should go on with it. I was going to do research in metallurgy if I did. And then Dad died and...
Oh, I see.
It would have been very interesting to come up here and watch you work.
Would have been?
Yes, but I'm leaving this afternoon.
Leaving what for? You just got here yesterday.
Well, I know, but John...
John, what about him?
Oh, nothing.
Well, go on. What did that evolutionary mistake have to say?
Oh, it's not what he said so much as the way he acted.
Acted? How?
Well, I don't want to say anything about it.
Oh, go ahead. I'm listening.
Well, he acted as though he didn't want me here.
Oh? Look here, Janet. You stay as long as you want. Pay no attention to John.
But if...
I said stay as long as you want. One crack out of him and I'll be very pleased to bounce him around the room a little.
You?
Well, what's the matter with me?
Well, you don't look tough.
Janet, I may wear spectacles. I look a little on the seedy side, but in college I won the light heavyweight championship. Nothing would give me greater pleasure than to exercise a comeback to the title on either one of my brothers.
Thank you, Uncle Gregory.
You're welcome.
Do you stay in here all day?
Oh, it's a secure retreat for my brothers. Why?
Well, I was wondering about tonight.
Tonight?
Christmas Eve.
Oh. Well?
Don't you have a tree?
Tree? Oh, well, long time ago.
Why don't you give yourself a holiday tonight? We can have a tree in the living room.
Oh, but John and Jean...
Well, they won't be home, will they?
Well, that's true. All right, Janet. We'll have our Christmas Eve.
Hello?
It's me, Janet.
Ah. Wait a minute. What's the matter?
Was that you playing the piano?
No, it wasn't.
You have a piano in your room?
Yes, I do.
Well, I didn't know you played. Well, I mean, no one told me.
What do you want?
Oh, nothing. You were in such a hurry last night, I didn't get a chance to tell you how much I appreciated you letting me come here for the holidays.
Oh, it's all right. Is that all?
I play the piano a little.
Yeah?
I love music. Of course, I don't play real well, but Dad likes to hear me.
Go ahead, play something.
Oh, no, I'm just an amateur.
Do I look like Paderewski?
Oh, you're lots of fun.
Sure. Well, you've got 10 fingers. Why pick on one?
You play for me.
Oh, what, for example?
Anything.
You didn't happen to see my brothers around, did you?
Yes, I saw them.
Oh.
Aren't you going to play?
Nope.
Why not?
Because I don't want to.
Oh. Weren't you playing Silent Night when I knocked at the door?
Now, why should I play that?
Because tonight's Christmas Eve.
Oh, it is?
Didn't you know?
Well, I had a vague idea it was December, but...
I remember when I was little. I used to play the piano on Christmas Eve.
So did I, in front of uncles, aunts, cousins, the whole Cortland tribe.
Was it fun?
I guess so.
Don't you do it anymore?
Are you kidding?
No, why?
Look, I've got one brother who wouldn't know a note of music from one of the horses he loses money on, and the other brother smells like one of his chemicals and looks worse. Should I play for them?
I'd like you to play for me.
Why?
Because I think you'd like to play for someone, wouldn't you?
Well, okay, Janet. You hire a hall and I'll do the rest.
Tonight?
Tonight? Why tonight?
Well, because it's Christmas Eve.
Well,
wouldn't you like it?
I guess so, but how about...
Gregory and John?
Yes.
Don't they go out?
Mm-hmm. Especially on Christmas Eve.
Then you wouldn't have to think about them.
Well, I... All right, Janet, it's a deal.
Yes, Mr. Gregory.
My brothers, yes. They've all gone out.
Oh, I believe so, Mr. Gregory.
All right, thanks.
Joseph. Oh, Mr. Jean.
Look, Joseph, the two fates, are they in the house?
I think not, Mr. Jean.
Swell. Is Janet in the living room?
Not yet, Mr. Jean.
Okay, thanks. Hey, Joseph.
Oh. Yes, sir?
Horseface and Thimblehead, where are they?
You mean Mr. Gregory and Mr. Jean?
Yeah.
I believe they've gone out, Mr. John.
Okay, lock the doors and don't let them back in.
Beg your pardon?
Forget it, I'll be in my room.
Yes, sir.
Joseph?
Oh, Miss Janet.
It worked.
You hope.
Oh, but it will, Joseph. They're all home. They'll all go into the living room. Oh, they're bound to be all right. It's Christmas Eve.
Yes, Christmas Eve. A fine time for a free-for-all.
Oh, don't talk like that. It'll be all right.
I hope so, Miss Janet.
Oh, I know so.
You'd gone out.
I thought you had.
Well, I didn't.
So I see.
Aren't you going out?
Later.
Oh. Thought you were going out.
You said that once.
Yeah.
Oh!
John!
What'd you expect?
Didn't you leave a while ago?
No.
Well, Joseph said you did.
He said you did.
Well, that's what he told me.
What's the matter with him?
Hey, is that a book you're carrying, John?
Well, what about it?
Don't tell me you can read.
Shut up.
Don't tell me to shut up.
Stop it, you two. It's bad enough to have you in the same room without starting one of your stupid arguments.
Keep your ugly face out of
it. Be careful, Gene.
Go on, you two, beat it.
Don't tell me to beat it, you half-baked tout.
Why, you...
Look what he's carrying. Look what he's carrying. Tennyson's poem.
Oh, no.
Yes, well.
Take off those glasses, you animated test tube. Take them off. Come
on. This is a moment for which I've always waited.
Hey, I cut in at any time.
I'll get around to you.
Come on. Listen here, if you think...
Stop it.
Janet.
Why don't you act like grown men?
Wait a minute. Why you double-crosser?
Double-crossed? Oh, I thought there was something fishy about all three of us being home.
So, well, you've had a laugh on us, have you, Janet? Well, laugh.
How do you like that? A kid crosses us up.
So you love music, huh?
And Tennyson. Here, take the book, read it to yourself and like it.
Miss Lee, this ill-considered joke of yours is...
Just a minute. It wasn't a joke. It was never meant to be. I just couldn't believe that brothers could act like you three and be human. Maybe I live in a small town all my life. And maybe it did seem wonderful to come to New York. But not anymore. I wish I'd never come. I don't believe that even one of you knows what Christmas means anymore. I don't believe you ever did know, because you wouldn't have acted like this if you did. Oh, I thought that if you met on Christmas Eve that you'd like each other. That maybe you'd forget fighting and remember that you were once brothers. But I don't think that anymore. You're selfish. More selfish than anyone I've ever met before.
Gentlemen, may I add this, that you've each lived in yourselves and for yourselves so long that you're blind to any kind or thoughtful act. You've reached the point where you look with suspicion upon such a thing. And when that point is reached, nothing is left. I quit. Merry Christmas, gentlemen.
Close the door, the shutters close, or through the windows we shall see the nakedness and vacancy of the dark, deserted house.
What?
Poetry, Tennyson. Do you mind?
Well, I didn't know you knew it.
No, I've known it for a long time.
That way?
That way.
Well, we managed to botch up this job for that kid.
Yeah, it hurts, doesn't it?
Right in the stomach.
We've kidded ourselves for so long that we refuse to admit an honest emotion.
Why did you come down here, Greg?
Why?
It wasn't because of her, was it?
I'll answer that. It wasn't entirely because of her, no. I came because because I thought I could remember a long time ago when we were kids and... okay, lad.
I'm not.
I'm not either.
Greg, Gene, what happened?
Happened when?
Anytime along the road to this. Where did we hit the split between us?
I don't know.
I don't either.
What's the use in it?
Well, each of us is afraid to admit that we'd like to get together. It took that kid to do it, and we slapped her right in the teeth, though. We're great guys.
Well, I'll tell her.
No, I will.
What's the matter with all three of us?
Goodbye. I didn't want to leave without saying that.
Oh, wait a minute.
Look, Janet.
Come in. Sit down a minute, will you?
We've got something to tell you.
Yes? I don't think you have to tell me.
Coming, Miss Janet?
No, she's not.
And neither are you, Joseph.
What are you talking about?
Nothing you can't see with your own eyes, Joseph.
Oh, I'm very glad, gentlemen.
And I was right after all. I mean, it is all right, isn't it?
Yes, it's all right.
Come here. To the piano. There. Now, play.
What? I really can't play.
But you said you could.
I was fibbing. I didn't know any other way I could... Well, I had to find something to talk about at first.
And chemistry? Valence tables?
I was awfully dumb in it. Mr. Hawkins said I was the dumbest one in the class.
Mr. Hawkins is a jackass.
With two hits.
Here, go ahead. Pick it out on the piano. You know, what you did this morning.
You mean this?
Yeah. Yeah, that. John Gregg, you remember that?
Yeah. Well, you were about 2 feet high when I first remember you playing.
Your mother and dad sang.
Well, I can't play it.
Here. Move over. Now, like this.
All Through the House, written especially for tonight's program and starring Janet Leigh. Her supporting players were Joseph Cotton, John Garfield, Gene Kelly, and Gregory Peck. All regular members of Schenley's Cresta Blanca Hollywood Players. They'll be back with you in just a moment. Now Christmas Day is almost over. The carols have been sung, the stockings have been emptied, the gifts unwrapped and the toys tried out and assigned their places on the list of favorites. Christmas dinner has been eaten. Quite a few families have taken brisk walks. Many of the Christmas parties are past. A much younger generation is in bed. Even the cars on the street seem to be hurrying home. Yes, the best holiday of all is about over for another year. But the Christmas lights are still shining. In homes all over America, the trees are still pretty. The decorations are bright. And from millions of windows, wreaths and candles and colored lights still send out their greetings. They shine out over snow-covered lawns and cotton fields, city streets and great prairies. They all say the same thing. A message not only for today, but for all the year. And now, we of Cresta Blanca join them. Here is a light in our window, too, joining the millions of lights all over America, echoing the thoughts of millions of Americans. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. And here again are Joseph Cotton, John Garfield, Gene Kelly, Gregory Peck, and Janet Leigh.
Thank you, everyone, and thank you, Joe and John and Jean and Greg, for giving me the chance to star with all of you tonight. It's been the most wonderful Christmas gift in the world.
And one we've been happy to give. Now, there's just one more thing, Janet.
Yes?
We'd like you to sign the Cresta Blanca Hollywood Players Guestbook.
Oh, of course, John.
And here's the way to do it, Janet. Greg, you go ahead and lead off.
Right, Gene. C-R-E-S-T-A.
D-L-A-N-C-A.
Cresta Blanca.
Cresta Blanca.
Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you'll be sure and remember that beginning with tonight's program, the Cresta Blanca Hollywood Players will be heard each Wednesday at this new time. Schenley's Cresta Blanca Hollywood Players, Claudette Colbert, Betty Davis, Joan Fontaine, Paulette Goddard, and all four of whom appeared on tonight's show, Joseph Cotton, John Garfield, Gene Kelly, and Gregory Peck. They played supporting roles to a new young star who appeared as our special Christmas guest. In a new story written especially for tonight's program, All Through the House. Janet Leigh appears through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of The Secret Hunt. Joseph Cotton soon will be seen in the David O. Selznick Technicolor production, Duel in the Sun. John Garfield currently may be seen in the Warner Brothers production, Humoresque. Gene Kelly appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of Till the Clouds Roll By. Gregory Peck currently may be seen in the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer production, The Yearling. Our musical score was composed and conducted by Bernard Katz. Don't forget next week, Wednesday evening, at this same time, when the Cresta Blanca Hollywood Players present Fifth Avenue Girl, starring Paulette Goddard. And remember, whenever you dine, dine with wine, and make it the best wine. The Cresta Blanca Hollywood Players is a presentation of Cresta Blanca Wine Company of Livermore, California. Frank Bingman speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.